The court, in a 5-4 ruling, agreed with Illinois state worker Mark Janis that his First Amendment rights were violated when he was compelled to have $45 a month deducted from his paycheck by his union for collective bargaining, even though Janis did not want to be part of the union. Union leaders in New York condemned the decision, as did many Democratic political leaders. The Public Employees Federation, the largest state worker union, says the lawsuit was backed by anti-worker extremists who are trying to rig the economy. Business groups, though, applauded. The state's business council called it a welcome victory for employee choice and freedom of speech. New York State United Teachers Union President Andy Pallotta says he thinks the ruling galvanizes the union movement, and he says unions, including his, are fighting back. Pallotta says they anticipated the Supreme Court, with its current political configuration, would rule against them in the case, and he says union officials have been reaching out to membership to remind them of the value of the organization.
We've reconnected with our members throughout the state, knocked doors, had conversations in schools and in hospitals where they work to make sure that they knew what the union does for them and what we can do for them.
In New York, Governor Cuomo and the legislature passed a law in March to help mitigate the expected effects from the Janis decision. The new rules make it easier for unions to recruit potential members when the state, municipality, or school district hires a new employee. They can also tighten the time period allowed for someone to opt out of the union. NYSUT's Pallotta says while unions must allow non-union members to benefit from any raises or health or pension benefits gained through a union contract with employers, they can now withhold other perks like special deals on life insurance or even free legal services.
Someone who needs an attorney, NYSUT would no longer provide that attorney. And a lot of times people need an attorney and they go looking for one, they're going to have to go outside the organization to get one. A very disturbing experience for someone.
Ken Jardin with the fiscal watchdog group, the Empire Center, says the new state law is a favor to the union leaders and bad public policy. But he says unions in New York still stand to lose significant revenue and possibly political clout from the ruling. He says when the state of Michigan recently changed its laws and stopped compelling public workers to pay for union activities, 20% opted out.
There are 1 million people who have signed membership cards in New York who are paying dues consensually, but they sign those membership cards thinking they were going to have to pay regardless. And as we saw in Michigan, after people were given the right to choose, about 1 in 5 teachers chose to leave the union.
But Jardin says the Supreme Court ruling could also strengthen unions and their core mission because now they will be forced to compete and will have to sell their product.
Every dollar they collect now is going to be paid consensually. It means people are going to have a right to choose. At the end of the day, it's in the union's own interest that they start treating these people more like customers and less like captive payers.
Pallotta with the teachers union says he does not expect there will be a sizable drop in his union's membership numbers. Later in the day, Cuomo took another step that he said will protect unions. He signed an executive order that will shield the personal details of state workers, like their addresses and phone numbers, from the Freedom of Information Law, so that anti-union forces cannot access the workers. Those details, though, are not commonly released on FOIL forms anyway. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.